5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. So excited to be bringing you the newest episode of This Condo Has a Podcast. So as you already know, every time I have a new listing, it also becomes its own podcast. I believe that every single address, every single home, every single door has a great story. And for so many years, you've never, ever heard them. You've never heard the stories about these properties, about why someone loves them. All you get to see is the pictures and the video and an agent description, which for me has never been enough. I've always wondered, what else is there to know? What does the, you know, what stories would the owner tell me if I knew them? So what I've decided to do is to create, to fill in that gap and make sure that every single one of you listed with me via realestatepodcastshow.com, you will all get this exact same approach dedicated to you. And it doesn't matter whether you're in Toronto, whether you're in Barrie, whether you're in Vancouver, whether you're in the US, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Asia, wherever you are across the world, this option is available to you. In the Toronto GTA area, obviously, it's myself who handles the listing 100%. When it's outside of my service area, it's a referral relationship that I have with dozens, hundreds of realtors across the globe. And I'm always working on creating new and exciting partnerships as well, so that when you call me and you want your house in, again, anywhere in the world you name, you want to sell that house, you want to buy a new property, you can contact me. I can make sure that it's listed on my podcast. You get your own podcast. And then we have a partner that that helps get everything done. And again, I've done this many times. So the wheel has been invented. And again, you can't get a better approach than this. So today's This Condo as a Podcast is an incredible new condo I've got coming up very soon in the Etobicoke area. Now, Etobicoke is such a wonderful part of the GTA. It's been one of the probably one of the most popular stops on my tours, including loft tours, and I've just recently sold a loft there also. And the reason for this is very simple. For those of you who are interested, and actually more of you than ever are interested in being close to downtown, but not too close, this is the answer to that. You are 20 something minutes away from the downtown core, transit, everything is right there at your footstep. But you still feel like you're sort of out of the city. And that's actually one of the things that people have told me. So when I ask you guys, when I'm listing your property, to tell me your favorite things about your property, I want to know everything about them. So here are the five big reasons you're going to want to wait before you buy anything else, before you start looking for another two bedroom, two bath condo, almost 1200 square feet. Absolutely, again, just the perfect home in a condo, because the space here is just phenomenal. You're going to want to make sure you wait until this property is for sale. It's going to be in the mid 500 range. So this is not going to be the most expensive property you're going to see on the MLS. In fact, it might be one of the best bargains you're ever going to see in a great building, a great area, somewhere that you really want to consider before making any big decisions. So here are the top five reasons that you're going to want to live in this condo. Number five, the neighborhood and the community is very family oriented, very easy access to shopping, restaurants, schools, places of worship, and public transit. And these, by the way, are the words of the really, really nice owner who wanted to make sure that her story is shared with all of you. So these are not my words, these are her words, and I even give my clients the option to record these words in their voices. But for many of them, it's not the thing they want to do. They're always the really good ones. send me these amazing write-ups about how great their properties are. And if you don't feel this way, again, if you're not 125% committed to helping tell the story, then you probably aren't really ready to sell. And that's a really important thing right now, because there are so many people that are serious about buying. You cannot go and put this property on the market, a great one, and then, you know, have second thoughts. You want to be 125% or more committed to this. Number four, very easy access to very tranquil trails, large parks for families and friends to walk, ride your bike, and enjoy picnics. The best part about this place is you're actually overlooking, again, all this wonderful green space. And more than ever, this is one of the things that you guys are talking about, is you want to have more space. You want to have access to parks and bikes and bike trails and everything like that. Because again, I don't think anybody wants to be condensed and squeezed into a sardine can in downtown Toronto if they can avoid it. If they can just be in somewhere where there's a bit more room to breathe and a bit more room to roam, I think that's a lot better than being squeezed in just because it might be closer to your where your work was. Now a lot of you are able to do that work from somewhere else. Number three, the building that we're talking about here, which is number five, Roundtree Road, is very secured with 24 hours gatehouse security. This is really important for those of you who are concerned about your security. There's also on-site security. The area is very quiet, very peaceful, and the neighbors next to my client's property, very friendly. Number two is all the amenities you will ever need, and I can't even keep track of how many amazing amenities are here. And I want to make sure that you guys get to see them. So you will obviously get to see them when I get the pictures and the 3D tours all done. So the amenities include gym, indoor and outdoor pool, hot tub, sauna, outdoor tennis court, and a play area for the children. Obviously, many of these areas right now are closed off because of COVID-19. But again, they are there. And it's a really great, including squash courts as well. There's a bunch more stuff. I've got to make sure I get the whole list before I get it listed. Lastly, her condo is so spacious and has loads of natural lighting. A large circular balcony. It's so quiet and it overlooks the ravine. And it's not only breathtaking right now when you see it, but especially during the fall. So it's going to make a really great home for any of you who are looking for, again, more space, a little bit more green space around you, and just basically, again, a really affordable property, again, in the 500. So if you haven't gone and done your mortgage financing or pre-approval and all that stuff, and as well, we're going to have the status certificate ready for review as well. So you'll be able to look at it, and if you like it, you can literally make a decision on the spot that this is the one for you. And I know one of you will. So make sure that you are in touch with your realtors and, of course, your mortgage brokers. Make sure you've got everything ready to go, deposits and everything else. You'll need everything ready to go in this market in general, regardless of the address. So hopefully this was helpful, and I hope that you will get a chance to see the property. And again, make sure that you book through your realtor. When I'm handling a listing, I exclusively handle the listing. I don't handle the buyer end on any side when I'm selling a property. Just as when I'm dealing as a buyer agent, I am not representing the seller either. I just have a philosophy that in all the years I played rugby, I was never able to play on both teams at the same time equally. And you just cannot do that, I don't think, in real estate either. It's really hard to do. I know some people do, and I know it's allowed, but it's just not for me. Again, when I'm dealing with rentals, it's a little bit of a different story. Rentals are a bit more of a relationship-based type thing. And for many of them, obviously, I'm helping both sides. But again, it's not exactly, it's a much bigger commitment. And there's a lot more specifics going on with buying and selling, in my opinion. Each of them has a lot of work involved, believe me. But I make sure that you are represented by your the person that you trust, the person that you've, you know, developed, you know, relationships with, make sure that that person is ready to go. Again, it's going to be number 5 Roundtree Road, unit 204, and it's going to be an incredible listing. Do not buy anything until you get to see this property, and it will be out. It's the 25th today of March. It'll be out mid next week and ready to go. Thanks for tuning in.